Once again, just another movie about white people acting stupid.
I was gonna say white people doing white things. Ugh. It's fine.
So much whiteness, though. Like, even the natives somehow seemed white, even though they were speaking Spanish. Like, I don't understand. So, we're talking The Ruins.
Les Ruins.
Very.
This is your first watch, right?
This was my first watch. It'll be my only watch. It wasn't bad, but it's not.
Not something you'd revisit.
That's the setting, a rewatch for me. For me personally, movies have to be a 10 out of 10 for me to, like, sit through a second viewing.
Yeah. So,
and that's just a personal thing. I think it was fine for the type of movie it is. I didn't dislike it. It's just not a rewatch for me.
Yeah, heard. I get it.
Once again, like I said, white people doing stupid things. I mean,
you're white.
Every time you see a horror movie with white people starting out all fun at a
vacation spot,
ugh. It's going to go bad because they're going to decide to be dumb and go off the beaten path.
Those are the exact words that he says.
Once again, don't do it. There's a reason why when you go to all these little islands, they tell you, don't leave the resort. Don't leave the resort. Don't leave. There's reason why you don't leave the
resort. There are a lot of countries where you just do not go off on your own or go off. Mexico is one of them.
You should honestly, unless you are fluent in the language of the country you are in.
Yeah.
Don't go off on your own. That's asking for trouble. You don't know what they're saying about you. You don't know what they're planning.
Nope.
And I'm saying fluent. No. El donde es.
No, no. Oh, I got a 3-month streak on Duolingo.
Yeah. No, you listen to one Pitbull song, you know, 3 words. No, I'm talking fluent.
Talking fluent, like in a carry on a conversation.
Yes. Not being able to speak habla and not saying, do you speak English? That's not.
And and be able to do the accent, like not like American, like, yeah. Yo soy. Like, no, no. And even then, even if I were fluent, I'm still probably not going to go.
No, I'm just saying, though, being fluent in the language gives you an advantage that every one of these people in every one of these movies does not have.
Yeah.
No.
Small cast. Small cast.
I really thought when the Russian came over, or German? German or Russian? Russian?
German.
German came over, that he was going to be the bad guy.
Right.
I thought it was going to be more of like a hostile situation, which was not.
Which I think is a good, interesting twist, where it's like you think that he's targeting them and that, like, which I even forgot. I've seen this like twice already, and I'm watching it now because the movie's so not like.
Right.
Memorable. You know, like, it's so thought provoking that I even forgot this time watching. I was like, he's not the bad guy because he gets rocked.
Oh, I think. Got it the worst.
Jeez. And you're thinking, he's trying to take them somewhere. And then it's like, no, he was just trying to find his brother.
So they go up. So they decide to leave the resort.
With a stranger they're at the pool. The stranger man, German. So not even from the country.
Nope.
Says, my brother went off with some archaeologists. Let's go find them off, you know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And they're like, that sounds awesome.
Here's my thing. My brother has gone off. I haven't heard from him. That's the moment I'd be calling some authorities. Some of the authorities.
Yeah.
Somebody. They did not do that.
Mm-mm. They decided it'd be a good idea for us to follow in their footsteps.
Right.
And go exactly to where they went.
And that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb move number one. They were not dressed appropriately to go to a ruin.
No. Her with her, like, little blouse on. Like, yeah. She's got it on again. She's got, like, the baby doll top. Jenna Malone. I wish I liked. Huh?
White jeans. Who the fuck goes into the jungle in white jeans?
This chick.
Not a sneaker to be found.
Nope.
No.
And Jenna, I really want to like Jenna Malone, but I never have. But Jenna, if you want to come on our show and change my mind, I'm totally open to it. I just,
is that
for some reason, the character that you, Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like her either. What else has she been in? Help me.
She's been in so many. She was in Saved. She was in Donnie Darko.
Thank you.
She was in Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
For some reason, she always just gets the same type of girl character that just annoys me, and I don't know why. So, no, it's not that I don't like Jenna Malone. It's that she always gets these characters that I just don't like that she fits very well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
But somebody has to play these characters because they're a trope for a reason.
Yeah. And then they do try to set up a little bit of story, because before they get to the ruins, they're on the beach, and her boyfriend leaves, which I like that. In their relationship, he can be like, I'm ready to go to bed. And he wasn't like, you have to come back to bed or I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
And she wasn't like, don't leave me or I'm going to be pissed. They were both like, okay, well, I want to stay here. You want to go. I will see you later. That, I was like, well, that's cool.
I was only fine with it because the two friends were still there.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
She was too drunk if he was leaving her alone.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, exactly. The friends were there. They were watching her. She was safe. It wasn't like she's just in this drunken state and I'm leaving her where she's at. He knew she was. He said, he even said it before he left. He was like, make sure she gets to bed.
Yeah.
Watch over her.
Yeah.
So that I thought was cool.
And then she decides to whore it up with the German. And the German's like, Tom's a nice man.
Yeah. He tries to bring, he's like, so your boyfriend, huh?
That guy just plays Tommy in everything. That's his name. He was Tommy Donnelly in the Black Donnellys.
That's his, just Tommy. That's his face. Oh, and this is Sean Ashmore. My boo
thing. Do you know that Sean Ashmore, so that's who plays Eric.
Yes.
Has a brother named Aaron Ashmore.
He has a twin.
So God created two of those. So
yes, as he should have.
This guy looks familiar, but didn't sound familiar. I'm like, what have I seen him in? So I'm scrolling. Wasn't anything I had seen him in. I'm not an X-Man person.
Oh, yeah.
So he's then it goes, people related to, and I see his brother's name. His brother was in Veronica Mars. That's how I know.
Oh. Yeah, it's interesting.
Not, because he looked familiar but did not sound familiar. I mean, God created two of those. Hot damn.
And that's how it should be. That's how someone, like, attractive people should just always be twins. Like, there should be at least two. Like, there should be at least two Chris Hemsworths.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
I mean, the Skarsgård family, though, while not twins, whoo, doing it right. Doing it right.
Yeah, like, give us some more of that.
I know. Why stop at three? I'm just saying, Mama Skarsgård. That seems
let's keep it going. I've been a fan of Sean Ashmore since he was on this rinky-dink TV, like, Disney show. Let's see, what was it? Oh, he was in Animorphs. I remember that. Liked him in that. Flash forward, all these like I've been a fan of his since I was a teenager, basically. And there was like there was some Disney show, and I can't remember the name of it, and it's not coming up. But there was a Disney show where they were like, it was about teenage EMTs, and he was in that show, and it was like, ugh, I was like, oh, I like him a lot. And then when I found out he had a twin, I was like, yes, please. Oh, In a Heartbeat, that's what it was called. It was called In a Heartbeat, and surprise, his name was Tyler.
No one's surprised. The fact that in real life, one of their names isn't Tyler is shocking.
It's honestly shocking.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so I'm a huge Sean Ashmore. If you would like, or your brother, or both of you would like to come on the show, please do.
Yeah, I got some Veronica Mars questions. Well, really just a whole lot of questions about Kristen Bell. So if anybody wants to, Kristen, if you'd like to come on and answer those questions in person, that'd be fantastic.
Sean, I think Sean Ashmore is a very he and his brother are like underrated actors. Like they have a long resume. They've been in a lot of things. A lot of people recognize their face, but they don't know their actual names. Well, I'm telling you, Ashmore brothers, I recognize you every single time. I just want you to know you got somebody out there who knows who you are.
I recognized you.
Yeah, there you go.
Couldn't place it right quick, but I recognized you. So they go off to this place, and like I said, they are ill prepared. Now they come across a local taxi man, and don't go there.
He says it immediately. He says no. He's like, that's not good. So that's also a huge no. Like, even like the people of the country who you're supposed to be leery of are like, no, don't go there.
We're leery of that place. That's when you nope out. When the people that live there, just like, listen, in my town, if people point to something south of Neighborhood Road, I go, eh, you probably shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't. Don't do it. There's a reason I'm telling you no. There's a reason I live north of that road, okay?
Right. I'd never reference that road ever.
Yeah.
He said, so I got to give the taxi man props because he was like, no, you don't want to go there. And but they didn't hear that. All they heard was, oh, I need money. Flashed him some money and he was like, okay, hop in. Which I can't, like, I don't know my level of mad at that. Because I'm like, he did warn them.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to somebody, listen, I tell people all the time, don't use Monette hair care. If they don't want to listen, they're not going to listen. What am I supposed to do?
So if they paid you extra to buy that from you, you'd be like, well, I told you.
No, I guess. I mean, yeah, no, I wouldn't, because I don't believe in it. I don't know. But also, that's that man's job. He's trying to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he did. Like, he tried. He tried.
There was this woman. I tried to talk her out of this yellow nail polish once. But she paid me to put that yellow nail polish on her. And so I did. And she came back 2 weeks later going, you're right, Alicia. I hated this color. Yeah, I knew you would. But here we are. Told ya.
And we're here.
So.
So, no. Yeah, only the boys have a backpack. Because I guess. As a girl trying to be cute, you don't want to weigh yourself down in the back.
Stuff. No, I need all my stuff.
I take stuff to Disneyland. Like, I have a backpack to go to, not like a full-on backpack, but I have my backpack purse to go to Disneyland. You can best believe if we're going to some ruins,
yes,
I'm gonna have a backpack.
Your sunscreen. Why does not a single person
have sunscreen? Bug spray.
Sunscreen, bug spray.
Extra clothes. And she's got glasses on. I have contacts.
No sunglasses to be had.
Nope. Like, they're out here like they were just going to the beach.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be ready. I don't know.
They're white jeans. I cannot get over the white jeans. For real?
To go to into the jungle.
Oh.
In, like, the dirty water, and you're just going to rock some white jeans. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With your boyfriends who are not adventure men.
No. They were both very nice men. Like,
oh.
I feel like they were very caring, very loving, very kind.
They were very good boyfriends.
Into the woods, the jungle, the woods. Listen, this is like when we watched Splinter, that boyfriend. Very loving, very kind. I'm not bringing him into the woods either. No, guys. Unless you're traveling with outdoorsmen, don't go to super outdoorsy places. They're not going to be able to take care of you.
No, and that's okay. It's okay. That's not their place. The only place they can take you to hunt for food is like Fogo de Chao, where it's a buffet.
Yeah.
That's where they know how to hunt for food. Other than
buffet
that,
buffet.
Mm-mm. I do like that they don't do the trope. Like, no one's like an action. There are no actual like assholes.
No, everyone's very nice.
Everyone's pretty likable, which is what keeps you interested, because you're actually like, oh man. I don't want, even though they did something stupid, you're not like, they're dumb and I think they should die. You're just kind of like, oh man, I want them to get out of this. Huh?
Right. You want them to survive. You're rooting for them.
Yeah. Even Mateus, once you realize, or Mateus or whatever his name is, once you realize he didn't lure them there for
anything,
for bad stuff, then you're like, oh, okay. But as soon as the people came and were yelling at, so they get to the place. They climb the jungle or whatever, they get to the ruins, and then the native Mexicans come, and they're yelling, and this chick decides to take pictures.
Why?
That's where I was like, okay, well, now you're done. That was her dumb moment. I was like, this man is yelling at you. Obviously, you're standing on sacred ground, or you've done something offensive to this native person.
But
why are you taking pictures?
The natives, beyond the trail being overgrown, do nothing to stop these people from entering that ruin.
No, there's no gates. There's no warning signs. There's no
warning signs. There is nothing.
That's true.
So at that point, question, do you think that the natives have some sort of deal with these vines that we won't stop people from coming to you don't grow any further than this ruin.
It could, that would be interesting. Like, that's actually something where I would like a prequel to see how this even, this situation got started. Like, right, is there
so scared of this thing getting out? Wouldn't you be doing something to prevent it?
But it's like they drove up like, oh my God, nobody's supposed to be here. Because you'd think if they had a deal, then they wouldn't even care. They wouldn't even drive there because they know they're going to go up. Why are they trying to stop them?
Hadn't they already gone up and now they were coming down?
No, they hadn't even gone up there. So I would think if they had a deal with the leaves, then they'd be like, cool, they're going up there. We don't have to do anything.
Oh, that's
right.
But I like
that idea. I like the idea of them. And that's what I thought. Again, I thought I remembered that they intentionally had them go up there, but they didn't. They technically tried to stop them, I guess. They were yelling in Spanish, so I don't know what they were yelling at them.
Right. But then why didn't they let them leave? Had they already touched the vine at that point?
She did. They show that she touched, one of them had touched something.
Okay,
And even the guy touched it. The guy from there touched it, and they shot him with an arrow in the heart, so.
Okay.
They could have let him go up. But I like that idea. I wish that they had done it more from the angle of, you're our sacrifice.
Yeah, that would have been funner.
Yeah.
So they get to the top and they find all of Matthias's brother's
stuff. Or girlfriend. Matthias's brother's girlfriend's stuff.
Oh. But no girlfriend, no brother, no nothing to be found.
Nope. Except a lower me down crank thing, which I'm sure she set up. Which, again, the audacity of people. Like, these are, like, ancient things, and you just think it's okay for you to go messing with stuff.
Yeah.
That bothered. I'm like, this is not your country. It's not your place. Why are you tampering with
it? That's how I kind of always feel about archaeologists, too.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, it's a little iffy. Because I get it. Like, we want to learn stuff, and that's how stuff about things, but this also doesn't seem sanctioned or like she got permission from anyone. It's like, okay. Oh, I'm just gonna go here and
like along those same lines.
Yeah.
Oh no, she for sure did not get permission.
No permission was gotten for this. Yeah. So the guy gets shot in the heart. They're the Mexican natives are like shooting at them. They have no way to go but up. So that's how they end up on the ruins. Right. They basically been run up there because they touched the leaves, which is a fun, you don't notice it as much. I don't know. Did you notice that they had shown it is because they touched the plant?
I missed it.
Yeah.
The first time.
When you watch it again, you notice,
trespassing.
Right. But when you watch it like again, you're like, oh, they touched the plant. And that's when they really started freaking out. And they shot the guy with the arrow because he touched the plant.
I definitely missed it. So they get up to the top and now they hear a cell phone ringing and they decide they're going to go look for this.
Cause I think it's Matthias's brother or the archaeologist. They're like, oh, there's a cell phone. It's down there. We can reach some help.
How dumb do you have to be?
I don't know. And they got this janky crank and I'm like, I'd be like, how did two people operate this?
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, so she got your brother with the okie doke just to come lower her down into this thing.
Right.
Your brother's dumbass, because I wouldn't have been all about that in any kind of way.
Right.
So they try to lower Tess. They want to lower him down to see if his brother's down there. That goes horribly wrong.
His back is broken.
Because he falls. The rope snaps and he's done.
For the record, Matthias was by far the heaviest of all of them. Why would he be the one you lower down first? Lower down the thinnest.
The girl. Which is what they mention later, but you're like, well, you should have done that to begin with.
Yeah. So they lower her down. They jerry-rig something to get him back up.
A gurney of some kind.
Yeah. He gets back up. And now they all kind of just settle in for the night.
Well, this part, I have it on so that I can remember because it helps me. The little, when they, so they go back down to try to help, The natives are still down there yelling at them. Jenna Malone's character, the redhead, gets upset. She grabs a plant and throws it at them.
Right.
It hits the young boy and they immediately shoot the boy.
Yes.
at this point, I'd be like, okay, this is a bigger issue than we figured on.
And they should have, at this point, done the map.
Yeah.
What happened to get that kid shot? Oh, I threw this plant at him.
Right.
Avoid these motherfucking plants.
Right. We would have camped down. We would have come down from the top of the thing. We would have gotten him out and then just gone down and sat there. And then we'd be like, well, you guys can shoot us, but I'm not staying up there.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, now it's like nighttime. He's still in the thing. Oh, and she's got the glass. She had the glass in her leg that she had to pull out. I don't know if I could do.
Nope, can't pull out glass from my leg.
Mm-mm.
Add that to our list.
I feel like, well, it'll be here till somebody else can pull it out because I ain't doing it.
I would have had the doctor do it. Why is there always one person in med school in these movies, too?
Right? If I were with my friends, all of us would be screwed. I don't have not a one med school student in my friend group.
No.
No, I think about it before I insult someone.
I mean, nope. Well, we have Chris, he's an EMT, and we have Steph, she's a nurse.
That's the closest. I have I guess I have nurse, but not, I do have nurse friends. I have some nurse friends, but not in, like, my everyday hangout.
Gotcha, group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, please. In my everyday group?
I have drinkers.
Alicia's in charge. Like, if I can't pull it together for the group, we all dying. Because it's on me, okay? It's on me. We're all dying.
You're in trouble.
If Alicia can't pull it together, you're in trouble. So.
That's it. That's it. That's all.
So, they all do get their butt to bed. They use the tents. And
this is where I just be like, I don't, like, are we going to survive this? I don't know how I would do in this situation.
I got to be honest. I think I'd just let the Mexicans kill me.
That's what I'm saying. I would just go down there and just be like, please shoot me because I can't. Yeah. Whatever's up there and that you guys are trying to avoid, it's going to get us. And I'm not about that life.
They're not entirely sure what it is yet. Right?
Yeah.
They don't know yet. The next morning is when the Mexicans would be killing me. Okay.
Right. I'd be like, well, like, that was good at first.
Like, hey, you look like you're real good with the arrow. If you could just heart 20 right seconds, here, I'm done. Thank you. Because I have vines growing into me.
This is not for the squeamish. If you're squeamish about.
No, this was not the
wounds or anything like that. This is not it.
No. So we see her. She has woken up. And they're trying to get the vines off of her. And then Matias starts screaming about his legs. And they are gone. And
et up. Hacked up and et.
Yes. Tommy decides that we are going to cut off the legs. Ugh. Okay, no.
Like, old school gorilla style, like, with a rock. Like, not, like, they don't have tools, so. But
my
legs are literally stone at this point. So
this entire scene couldn't.
You what?
I looked away.
Oh, so it's his legs are basically bone.
Right.
Which I don't know. I don't biology very well, but I feel like our bones don't have feelings. So if he's all.
What he said is because his back is broken, he can't feel anything below his waist anyway.
Yeah, that's what the doctor guy said, but then he was screaming, but then they tried to make it a thing where he's like, oh, he was screaming, we're hurting him, but I'm like, well, even the spine aside, his legs were literally just bone, and I don't know that our bones have feelings in them. I think when we break bones, it hurts because it's tearing muscle and skin.
Oh, hey, if anybody knows, let us know.
Yeah, let us know, because that's what I'm thinking.
I'm not speculating.
If he had skeleton legs, it's like, well, he wouldn't have felt that because we don't have nerve endings in our bones, as far as I know. I could probably Google it right now, but I don't feel like it. I want to get some interaction with our listeners, so
yeah,
let us know.
We want listener interaction.
Yeah.
So, ouchie, ouchie, not for me. Now they hear the phone again. Come on, people. At this point, just stop. Two girls go down into this cave of crazy, and they are looking and looking and keep hunting for the phone, and they find the phone, and the phone is dead, and They realize it's the flower mimicking and making the noise.
Touche to the flower for figuring out that that would lure people down there.
Yes, because there's quite a few people down there that didn't make it out. I mean, there was quite a few down there in those vines. The girls get back up and they are traumatized. And listen, I would be traumatized too if vines and flowers were making noises and attacking me. That's a no for
like
me.
Like a cell phone noise. I'd be like, wow, I'm a literal prey.
Wouldn't have been going back down there in the first place. Tommy boy, Eric, one of you two assholes get your ass down there. What are we talking about here?
Yep.
What are we talking about?
And now at this point, we've realized blonde girl, whatever her name is, she's got the snaky things in her skin.
And we're cutting them out.
Well, yeah, the doctor guy tries to cut them out. But there's a lot. She's got a few in there.
She thinks she has it in her head.
Oh, that scene is so sad because they're like, no, you're fine. Because she's starting to lose it now. Like, she's talking crazy.
She thinks she's not seeing. She thinks that the brunette and Eric are doing it.
Oh, yeah, because did the plants make the noise or did she just hear her crying?
The plants make the noise.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. The plants are manipulating her.
Yeah, because she's already losing it majorly.
She's losing it. The next morning comes. And she is gone. She has started. They wake to her cutting.
Oh, just cutting. Just
cutting.
Flesh. Not like surface cuts. This is like.
Yeah. No. There's cuts. A lot of blood, guys. And
for some reason, they think it's a good idea to walk up on somebody that's unstable that has a knife.
And two of them.
That's when they lose me. I'm like, why? She's obviously crazy. She's cutting herself. And you're going to walk up on her and ask her to hand you the knife?
Yeah.
We would have waited till she's tired. She's bleeding profusely. She's going to pass out any second.
Any second.
There
was no need for anybody else to get hurt in this situation.
No. She was cutting herself in such a way, she was about to bleed out real fast.
Yeah.
And then you could take the knife away. Why you need to step up to this person and...
After the first one got his hand sliced. Eric, step back. Just don't. And now...
No, you did it wrong. I'm going to go try now.
I'm going to go try because she's the love of my life. She'll listen to me. Oh, the bravado. The bravado.
Sir.
That's how you get a knife in your chest.
Yeah, and he did. But I would prefer that death. I mean, in his defense also, at least he didn't go with plants growing under his skin and...
True.
They did drag him away, though, at the end.
Yeah.
For him. At the end for him. Yeah, oh.
True.
So much plantiness. The plants are just all over Mateus's legs. Oh.
Oh, so bad. So many plants everywhere.
And it's like, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
They're in the skin.
Oh, they're just in everything. They're going down throats. They're just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, because they suffocate Mateus. I really wish I could say it correctly. They suffocate him because they turn their fate. They turn their heads a minute while they're messing with her.
Right.
And the plants just go suffocate him. They're like, oh, we'll just go down in there and
plants plan to get them fighting so that nobody was paying attention to Mateus.
They put the plan in plants.
Yeah. So now Tom and the other one, Jen.
You love it.
That was a dad joke if ever there
That's
was
fine. One. I love a good dad joke.
I tell Ed every day, I'm like, you became a dad just to get a free pass on the jokes, I swear to God. Tom and the brunette decide they have a plan. I mean, come on, everything they've seen, Tom doesn't think he's going to get the fucking shit shot out of him.
No, he does.
You think he does now?
He does. He knows. He knows he's going to, like, his plan is, she's got to escape, I'm going to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, she escapes.
Well, he's wiping blood on her. And so you're like,
look more dead.
Which you don't know at the time. You're like, why the hell is he doing that? Which I kind of like that setup, because you're like, did I miss something? And then you keep watching, you're like, oh, he's carrying her down. As if she's dead, he puts her down on the ground and then continues to walk away from her to distract the natives at the bottom who are following him now.
Where was this plan 4 people ago?
That part. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been helpful.
Would have.
But it's like you come up with your best arguments 3 days after the argument is over.
True. You're
like, I should have said that.
This is true.
Happens to me every
single day. They shoot him and she runs away. No shoes through that and gets to the Jeep and drives away. And then we see 2 more people entering the area.
Yep. Which, again, I don't know why it's not fenced off.
People that Mateus had given the map to.
I don't know why you wouldn't have signs up or a fence or something. Some kind of warning. That'd be less work for them.
Yeah.
Because also, if it's not a sacrifice, then, and you're not warning people, why do you care? Well, I guess because they don't want people to go up there and then come down. I need more story to how this stuff works.
Yeah. See, like,
and now,
take the vines. If the vines are in you and you take them out of there, is it communicable? Like, I just don't get it.
Because they're covered in, like, the mildew stuff. They're covered in it eventually.
That mean that it's transferable to
others. Yeah, so how does it work? Which would explain why they want people to just stay up there. And now, yeah, she's just like, they're looking, I'm at the scene where they're down there with their torches. I would have set every plant on fire. I'd be like, we'll just all burn.
Yeah.
They're down there with torches. I would have just set fire to the plants and been like, cool, we'll just all die. Has anyone tried that? Have the natives tried
torching it?
Lighting it on fire? Because that's what I'd have done. There was no indication that these things were fireproof.
Yeah.
And she definitely had sandals on. For going through the jungle, this bitch had flip-flops on.
Yeah, we said this already. I
know we did. I know we did. It's astonishing. It was a definite confirmation. It was like, he really did just have flip-flops on.
Like, she was heading back down to the cabana. I don't know what these bitches were thinking.
Nope, I had tinnies or nothing. Which I was pleasantly, because every time I watched
through the forest, you ain't worried about your ankles.
My feet, like spiders, water,
snakes.
And when I say water, I don't mean like, I got splashed. I mean like, no, like infected water. Like if you have a cut on your foot and you step
in. Rainwater, as our dear friend, as our dear friend Eddie Casper, I called it. Rainwater.
Yeah.
End up in gray water.
Exactly. It's just, there was bad planning on these ladies' part. I can't hang out with girls like that. Like, horrible
for the jungle, because the jungle cares how you look.
It really doesn't. Ladies, the jungle does not care how you look.
The jungle does not care.
I'd like to think that we're saving lives on this show. So, ladies, if you thought about wearing flip-flops on any kind of outdoor excursion.
Outside of the beach.
Or a cabana in Vegas, or...
Yeah, don't.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And when I say the beach, I also mean know your beach, okay?
Some beaches aren't made for flip-flops.
No. Some beach is not made for the flippity-floppity.
You need hardcore tennis shoes, because it's made of rocks. Some beaches are just pure rocks.
Yep. Even a fit-flop, but not a regular flop. There are different levels of...
A flop?
Yeah. No, have you never seen a flip-flop? The sole is like that. The sole is a seeker sole. It's very high.
That'll cushion you from some damage.
Yeah. I wear them all the time. I walk all around Bermuda in them. They're very comfortable.
That sounds great.
Fit-flops, if you'd like to be a sponsor, let us know.
Yeah. Fit-flops, but not that in the jungle.
Oh, I would not wear it in the jungle.
Like you said, the beach. Yes, it works. But I just want to reiterate, because I don't want people to be like, well, you said flip-flops. No, we said flip-flops for a stony beach.
Yeah.
Not for the jungle. And
stony. Not rocky. Stony.
Stony. Like smooth.
Oh, like a lot of pebbles.
Like a lot of smooth maybe stones. Like the kind of rocks that they use to put on your back. The not hot like stone treatments. Rocks,
okay? Not like we're walking.
No. Not like shit that's going to cut through the foam.
Yeah.
Just Google map it. You gotta Google be careful, it.
You people, because y'all ain't doing the right shit out here, okay? Walking through
we're trying to save lives on Horror Heels. We're trying to save lives.
The name might be Horror Heels. You won't see Jen and I wearing a heel in the jungle.
Nope, not in the jungle.
Not in the jungle, won't do it.
Mm-mm.
My mom had a friend, even on camping trips, she wore her 6-inch heels.
Mm-mm. That's too much.
No, ma'am.
I struggle with heels in a garden party. Like, them things dig down into the grass.
About Jill Zarin at a garden party? Do you know who Jill Zarin is from The Real Housewives of New York?
No.
Okay. Well, we were at a literacy fundraiser behind the East Hampton Library, which is all grass. And you can see that it's all grass from the road. And every other woman, me, Katie Lee Joel, every other woman in attendance, wedges, just a sea of wedges. And then there's Jill in her 6-inch Manolos just sinking and sinking.
All you're doing is making, aerating day, grass.
Off. I mean, sweetest woman, but all I could think about was Jill, baby. What's with those shoes? And her and Bobby were so in love. It was so cute to see in person. Like, I just love seeing couples like that. But all I could think about, like, you see her at the end of the night just holding those shoes. And we're
they're not for grass. There's very rare flooring that's made for those kind of heels. You gotta be very specific. You gotta have training. We should do we should have classes, horn and heels etiquette, like what heels to wear in what terrain.
Yeah. That's not even etiquette, just common sense, people.
Yeah, not etiquette, but like, survival. Yeah, for our survival. Show, survival. Yeah.
We're gonna have a horn and heels survival episode.
Yeah, survival workshop. That's gonna be on our Patreon, because we gotta start making money, guys. It's been 2 years. We need.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a Patreon at this point.
We gotta start getting money, because then we could dedicate more time to this, and we won't postpone it.
Yeah. I mean, Jen and I are also thinking some feet pics on an OnlyFans. We're not sure yet. Although some people have told us they would subscribe, so.
But screw, I feel like OnlyFans takes a percentage. Why don't we'll just have it on Patreon. We'll just have a Patreon password page. Yeah, we'll just make it a page on our Patreon website, and we get 100% of the profits.
There we go.
We digress. As we always do.
At the end of the movie. So, it's over.
For the movie, I was pleasantly surprised. Again, this is my third time seeing it. I was pleasantly surprised when Jenna Malone drives away. Because I swore, if you'd asked me, I would have said all of them die.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like that at least one person makes it out. Because when everyone dies, it kind of feels pointless.
Did it have to be her, though?
I mean, you know, now we're now.
Tom was going to be a doctor. See, she seemed like she was just going to be a whore. I mean,
he would have definitely contributed more. And I do. And again, even with that situation of her being like a cheater, like, he was still cool. Like, no one in this movie was ridiculously awful. He forgave her for whatever that was. He was like, whatever, it doesn't matter. She wasn't that. She was drunk, and it was a cute guy. Yeah. He had left, so it's she wasn't a horrible person.
No,
but she was ready to apologize for what she had done, and he said forget about it, and he still sacrificed his life to save her. So no one in this movie is actually horrible, which is another reason why I think I kind of like it, because
Eric sacrificed his life trying to save his girl.
Yeah,
knife to the
heart. Even though it was dumb.
I'm not saying any of these people acted smartly. I'm just saying they were all very nice, caring people.
They were. And you kind of
worked very hard to save Mateus, who they had known for a day and a half, you know?
Right. There was no reason. Like, right, yeah. And tried to help him. Her, I think. The one who
got him into this mess.
Yeah. And he, yeah. It's what I think from that. I think that's part of the reason why, for me, it's rewatchable. I mean, I like this kind of movie.
Can I tell you that I think... And this sounds horrible, but the second Mateus's body died, I think my plan to get out of there would have been carry Mateus almost all the way down, then throw him towards the people and run.
I mean, that's a good plan. I'd be down with it. Because if I were dead, I would want my body to be used for good. Like, use my body to get out of here, because at least then my death
wasn't in vain.
Yeah, it was for a purpose. Because if we all die, then that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, for me, that's one of the things that makes this movie. I like these movies, but what makes it rewatchable is they're not all just assholes who are like, oh, I hate these people.
Right.
If they were people you didn't like, you'd be like, oh, I can't wait for them to die. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of movies now not a lot, but, you know, the movies that we watch, it's like, you don't care about any of the characters. Not that you care deeply about these people, but you don't not care. It's not like...
They're likable.
Right, right. From the beginning. And you think, but you think you're not going to like them because of the way that they have the setup at the pool. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, these are douchey American tourists and they're going to be awful. But they do a good semi-character, not too much character development. They get right into the action, basically. So all that said, what is your...
8 out of 10. It's well done. The acting's fine. There are some plot holes, like, how did these flowers get here? Why is nobody preventing anybody from going near them if it's such a big deal if you get infected and leave?
If I had a place that a lot of tourists like to go to, I would learn every language. How to say don't go in there in every language.
Yeah.
I would have that. I would do Duolingo and I would say, how do you say don't go up there? Plants are... how do you say plants are deadly?
I don't know. Rope. A ton of rope. Just like... crisscross rope all over those stairs. I'm not talking one swingy rope. I'm talking, I don't know, seems like you've got a lot of time on your hands. Hammer out the first seven stairs so nobody can climb.
Or make a sign.
A sign.
Make it say these plants are dangerous. They kill people. Don't go up here.
Yes. Super duper poisonous plants. Do not touch. Do not enter. Super duper.
Killer plants. Not even poisonous. Killer plants.
Immediately upon exposure.
Yeah. And we'll shoot you. My sign would be like a whole paragraph. It'd be like, and I will shoot you if you touch a plant and then come away. I'm going to shoot you because I need to.
Yeah.
I agree. 8 out of 10. It's a fun... is this a creature feature? I feel like it is.
Sure.
Because the plants are creature-ish. It's a fun one. Like, for me, I like these kind of movies. I can rewatch it. It's a fun one. If it's not your... I know it's not your thing, but you still...
I did like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun summer vacation-y, which this was the beginning of our summer vacation type movies.
Yes. Oh, I thought about the shark movie that I want to do this summer.
What is it?
The Shallows.
Oh, I have not seen that.
That's very well done.
Or maybe I have, but I just don't know the name. We watch so many movies that I don't even remember the names of.
It's Blake Lively against the shark, and she's all... it's basically her the...
I've heard of that movie. I've not seen it. Okay,
that's very good. Well done.
Okay, cool.
Blake is very good in it.
All right, we can do that one. We're coming up with a lot of summer movies for you guys.
Yeah, we're excited.
Gonna have post credit on here soon.
Yep. We're not gonna tell you the movie. You gotta be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Kaylee Hudgens, Matt's daughter.
Okay.
She gave us a little comment on one of our posts.
Yes. We love when we hear from our fans.
Yes, we will mention you.
Yes, we will. We like our fans here at Horror and Heels.
Good times. You guys are awesome.
Yes, we love the Hudgens families all together.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
That was super sweet. I can't wait. She does need to come on the show. You do need to come on the show.
Do it. Anything else we have to mention this week? I don't think so.
No, I think that's it. It's not Father's Day is in a couple weeks, which we're going to have to come up with a Father's Day, which we have something in mind, but we'll see what we do for Father's Day.
Father's Day. Oh, are we thinking the stepfather?
That's not very original, but still, it's a good one. It's going to be better than Mother's Day.
Are you going to watch the new one?
I think the 87 one is available on stream.
But the new one, I mean.
I don't know. But whatever, it's going to be better than Mother's Day.
We hope.
That's a low bar, though.
I think I just want to watch the new one because you know my internal... Oh, no, we can't watch the new one. It's got Amber Churd in it.
We got to let that die down before we... contribute any money to her.
It's so sad because it has Penn in it, and you know my love of Penn Badgley. Yeah, we'll watch the original, guys. We'll do the original.
Yeah, not this week.
I just want you all to know that I was Googling the stepfather, and under Google, the question, can a stepfather marry his daughter, has apparently been asked enough times it came up in a search.
I mean,
at Horror and Heels would like to tell you, I don't care what the fucking law says. No, no, you cannot, good sir.
It's Woody Allen. He keeps checking weekly.
He's just pushing the search.
He keeps making sure. He's like, was it okay? Is this cool?
Yeah, so we'll watch the
Stepfather for Father's Day. That's not this week or next week.
But it's coming up.
But it's coming up, so be ready. It's on Canopy, which if you have not, seriously, the library access to free movies is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I know not every library has it, but if you can get your free library card, there's Canopy, there's Hoopla, they have free movies on there. A lot of good horror movies people, I think, are missing out on.
Yeah.
Because some movies I've seen just on Canopy and not on any of the other streaming services. So
right.
It's a great horror movie resource. Get your free library card, sign up on Canopy or Hoopla, and you're golden. So.
Yep. And I think that is all for this evening.
Yeah.
We will see you guys next week. Bye.